This is Audible.
The Voyage of the Beagle by Charles Darwin. Journal of Researches into the Natural History and Geology of the Countries Visited During the Voyage of HMS Beagle Round the World. Read by Barnaby Edwards. Preface. I have stated in the preface to the first edition of this work, and in the Zoology of the Voyage of the Beagle, that it was in consequence of a wish expressed by Captain Fitzroy of having some scientific person on board, accompanied by an offer from him of giving up part of his own accommodations, that I volunteered my services, which received, through the kindness of the hydrographer Captain Beaufort, the sanction of the Lords of the Admiralty. As I feel that the opportunities which I enjoyed of studying the natural history of the different countries we visited have been wholly due to Captain Fitzroy, I hope I may here be permitted to repeat my expression of gratitude to him, and to add that, during the 5 years we were together, I received from him the most cordial friendship and steady assistance. Both to Captain Fitzroy and to all the officers of the Beagle, I shall ever feel most thankful for the undeviating kindness with which I was treated during our long voyage. Footnote. I must take this opportunity of returning my sincere thanks to Mr. Bynoe, the surgeon of the Beagle, for his very kind attention to me when I was ill at Valparaiso. Footnote ends. This volume contains, in the form of a journal, a history of our voyage, and a sketch of those observations in natural history and geology which I think will possess some interest for the general reader. I have, in this edition, largely condensed and corrected some parts, and have added a little to others, in order to render the volume more fitted for popular reading. But I trust that naturalists will remember that they must refer for details to the larger publications which comprise the scientific results of the expedition. The Zoology of the Voyage of the Beagle includes an account of the fossil mammalia by Professor Owen, of the living mammalia by Mr. Waterhouse, of the birds by Mr. Gould, of the fish by the Reverend L. Jennings, and of the reptiles by Mr. Bell. I have appended to the descriptions of each species an account of its habits and range. These works, which I owe to the high talents and disinterested zeal of the above distinguished authors, could not have been undertaken had it not been for the liberality of the Lords Commissioners of Her Majesty's Treasury, who, through the representation of the Right Honourable the Chancellor of the Exchequer, have been pleased to grant a sum of £1,000 towards defraying part of the expenses of publication. I have myself published separate volumes on the structure and distribution of coral reefs, on the volcanic islands visited during the voyage of the Beagle, and on the geology of South America. The sixth volume of the Geological Transactions contains two papers of mine on the erratic boulders and volcanic phenomena of South America. Messrs. Waterhouse, Walker, Newman, and White have published several able papers on the insects which were collected, and I trust that many others will hereafter follow. The plants from the southern parts of America will be given by Dr. J. Hooker in his great work on the botany of the southern hemisphere. The flora of the Galapagos archipelago is the subject of a separate memoir by him in the Linnaean Transactions. The Reverend Professor Henslow has published a list of the plants collected by me at the Keeling Islands, and the Reverend J. M. Barclay has described my cryptogamic plants. I shall have the pleasure of acknowledging the great assistance which I have received from several other naturalists in the course of this and my other works, but I must be here allowed to return my most sincere thanks to the Reverend Professor Henslow, who, when I was an undergraduate at Cambridge, was one chief means of giving me a taste for natural history, who, during my absence, took charge of the collections I sent home, and by his correspondence directed my endeavours, and who, since my return, has constantly rendered me every assistance which the kindest friend could offer. Charles Darwin. Down, Bromley, Kent, June 1845.